源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年9月4日，星期五。我们今天非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的咖啡 Chandra Maharaj， 我们继续讲述今天的正点博迦梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。那应该是最后一个世界是吧？还是12章了？应该
12章了。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Kopitana Bhavava Kiribharada Kopitana Bhavava Kiribharada Yashodhanandana Brajajanana Yashodhanandana Prajajana Ranjana Yamunakila Vanacha Yamunakila Vanacha Yamunakila Vanacha Gopi jana balava Kiribharada Yashoda nandana Braja jana Yashoda nandana Braja jana Raja Yamunakira Yamunakira Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Upijana Lava Ivarada Gopi jana balava Kiribharada Yashoda nandana Braja jana Yashoda nandana Braja jana Anutira 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 Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya, so we're on chapter 12 now?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyacha Desha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakti Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, start with verse number 1.
Chapter 12,
devotional service.
国家梵歌第十二章, 奉爱的服务, 我们今天读第十节, 这章的题目是奉爱服务。
Bhakti Yoga.
Bhakti Yoga.
So it starts with Arjuna Vacha. Evam satate yukta ye bhaktas kvam paripasate ye chap yaksharam avyaktam tatesham ke yoga vittamaha. Arjuna Vacha. Evam satate yukta ye bhaktas kvam paripasate ye chapyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittamaha. Arjuna vacha evam satata yukta ye bhaktas tvam paripasate ye chapyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittamaha. Someone over there want to try?
Arjuna vacha evam satata yukta ye bhaktas tvam paryupashati ye chapyaksharam avyaktam desham ke yuga vitabmaha.
Very good. So the word, the words.
四对字.
Arjuna vacha, Arjuna said.
Arjuna vacha, Arjuna 说,
evam,
evam,
that's,
如此,
satata,
satata, 总是,
always,
sorry, 总是,
always,
总是,
yuktaha, engaged.
Yuktaha, 从事于.
Ye, those who.
Ye, 那些什么的人.
Bhaktaha.
Bhaktaha.
Devotees.
奉献者.
From you.
From 您.
Paripasate.
Paripasate.
Properly worship.
适当的崇拜.
Ye, those who.
Ye, 那些什么人.
Ja, also.
Ja, 也.
Api.
Api.
Again.
再次.
Aksharam.
Aksharam.
Beyond the senses.
超越感官.
Avyaktam.
Avyaktam.
The unmanifested.
不展示.
Desham. Of them.
Desham. 他们的.
给who？
给谁
？Yoga Vidya Maha。
Yoga Vidya Maha。
The most perfect knowledge of yoga。
具有最完美的瑜伽知识。
Arjuna inquired, which are considered to be more perfect, those who are always properly engaged in your devotional service, or those who worship the impersonal Brahman, the unmanifested?
译文 Arjuna 问，一直为您做恰当的奉爱服务之人，与崇拜不展示、不具人格特征的凡的人相比，哪种人更完美？
Purport. Krishna has now explained about the personal, the impersonal, and the universal, and has described all kinds of devotees and yogis. Generally, the transcendentalists can be divided into two classes. One is impersonal, and the other is personal. The personalist devotee engages himself with all energy in the service of the Supreme Lord. The impersonalist also engages himself, not directly in the service of Krishna,but in meditation on the impersonal Brahman, the unmanifested. We find in this chapter that of the different... Okay, yeah, read that one.
要旨 Krishna 刚刚解释过他的人格特性、非人格特性和宇宙形象，描述了所有种种的奉献者和瑜伽师。超然主义者通常分为非人格主义者和人格主义者。人格神主义者全心全意地为至尊主做服务，非人格主义者也间接地为 Krishna 做服务，但却是冥想不展示的不具人格性的凡 Brahman。
We find in this chapter that the different processes of realization of the absolute truth.Bhakti Yoga, devotional service, is the highest. If one at all desires to have the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he must take the devotional service.
我们的在这一章里发现，在觉悟绝对真理的各种方法中，奉爱瑜伽 Bhakti Yoga, 奉爱服务是最高级的。人如果真想与至尊人格神授人人如果真想与至尊人格守神交往，就必须要做奉爱服务。
Those who worship the Supreme Lord directly by devotional service are called personalists. Those who engage themselves in meditation on the impersonal Brahman are called impersonalists. Arjuna is here questioning which position is better. There are different ways to realize the absolute truth.But Krishna indicates in this chapter that Bhakti Yoga, or devotional service to Him, is the highest of all. It is the most direct, and it is the easiest means for association with the Godhead.
换句话说，通过做奉爱服务，直接崇拜至尊主的人叫做人格主义者。冥想不具备人格特征的凡的人叫做非人格主义者。尔柱呢再次询问哪一种人的地位要更好。认识绝对真理有不同的方法，但 Krishna 在这一章中指出，奉爱瑜伽与他做为他做奉爱服务是一切方法中最高级的，它是与守神交往最直接最容易的方法。
In the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord explained that a living entity is not the material body.He is a spiritual spark, and the absolute truth is a spiritual whole. In the seventh chapter, he spoke of the living entity as being part and parcel of the supreme whole, and recommended that he transfer his attention fully to the whole. Then in the eighth chapter, it was said that anyone who thinks of Krishna at the time of quitting his body is at once transferred to the spiritual sky, to the abode of Krishna. And at the end of the sixth chapter, the Lord clearly says that of all yogis,One who always thinks of Krishna within himself is considered the most perfect. So in practically every chapter, the conclusion has been that one should be attached to the personal form of Krishna, but that is the highest spiritual realization.
至尊主在《薄伽梵歌》第二章里解释说，生物是不具备物质躯体的，而是灵性的火花。绝对真理是灵性的整体。在第七章里，他说生物是至尊整体不可缺少的一部分，推荐生物把注意力全部的转向整体。接着他在第八章里又说，任何在离开躯体时想着 Krishna 的生物都会立刻转生到灵性的天空，转生到 Krishna 那里去。在第六章的结尾，至尊主清楚地说，在所有的瑜伽师中，总在内心中想着 Krishna 的瑜伽师是最完美的。因此实际上每一章的结论都是应该依恋 Krishna 的人的形象，因为那是最高的灵性觉悟。
Nevertheless, there are those who are not attached to the personal form of Krishna. They are so firmly detached that even in the preparation of commentaries to Bhagavad Gita, they want to distract other people from Krishna and transfer all devotion to the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. They prefer to meditate on the impersonal form of the Absolute Truth, which is beyond the reach of the senses and not manifest.
尽管如此，仍有些人不受 Krishna 的人的形象的吸引，他们是如此的冷漠固执，以致在评注薄伽梵歌时想把其他人的注意力从 Krishna 的身上转移开来，把人所有的奉爱之情转向不具有人格特性的梵光 Brahma Jyoti。 他们更愿意冥想绝对真理不具人格特征的形象，而这个形象是不展示的，是超出感官知觉的。
And so, actually, there are two classes of transcendentalists. Now Arjuna is trying to settle the question of which is easier and which is the most perfect. In other words, he is clarifying his own position because he is attached to the personal form of Krishna. He's not attached to the impersonal Brahma.He wants to know whether his position is secure. This impersonal manifestation, either in the material world or the spiritual world of the Supreme Lord, is a problem for meditation. Actually, one cannot perfectly conceive of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Therefore, Arjuna wants to say, what is the use of such a waste of time? Arjuna experienced in the 11th chapter that to be attached to the personal form of Krishna is best.Because he could understand that all other forms at the same time, and there was no disturbance to his love for Krishna. This important question asked by Krishna, of Krishna, by Arjuna, will clarify the distinction between the impersonal and personal conceptions of the Absolute Truth.
因此，实际上有两种超然主义者。Arjuna 现在试图弄明白哪一种方法更容易。哪一类超然主义者更完美？换句话说，他想搞清楚自己的位置，因为他依恋 Krishna 人的形象，不依恋不具人格特征的凡。他想知道自己的地位是否安全，无论是在物质世界还是在至尊主的灵性世界，要冥想不具人格特征的展示都不是一件容易的事。事实上，人不可能完整的设想出绝对真理的非人格特征，因此。而朱呢想说，这样浪费时间有什么用？而朱呢在第十一章中已经体会到，依恋 Krishna 的人的形象是最好的，因为这样他就能够同时理解所有别的形象，而且在对 Krishna 的爱中没有心神不安的感觉。而朱呢向 Krishna 提出这个重要的问题，将使人分清绝对真理的人格概念和非人格概念之间的区别。
Yeah. Om Agena Timinandasya Agenandana Shalakaya Chakshura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Okay, so this is very, very important.Now, the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, is going in three sections.
是啊，帕帕说呢，薄伽梵歌它一共分为三个部分。
Well, everywhere bhakti yoga is there, but in the first six chapters, there's more stress on karma yoga.
但是那佛家就是这个 Bhakti Yoga 呢，它其实是贯穿于整部佛家颂歌的。但在前面的六个师节里呢，更多的谈六个章节里面，更多谈的是 Karma Yoga。
It don't seem like you know Krishna's saying that's the most important.
Sorry, Maharaj, could you say it again?
It seems like you know that.People would think, well, karma yoga is the real essence, the real important thing.
Oh, okay. 就在这第前六章里面呢，让人们有一种感觉，就觉得好像这个 karma yoga 它是最实质的，是最重要的。
The Prabhupada explains that Krishna did it like that because people might get scared, you know, if he just said surrender to me right away, you know. So he's putting something for everybody in Bhagavad.
是爸爸说呢Krishna 他如果是从一开始就说你要向我皈依的话那可能就会把一些人给吓着所以呢他就需要在不加放歌里边涵盖各种各样的信息来适应各种人
It's all different levels of Krishna consciousness
这些都是关于 Krishna 知觉的不同的层面的展示
Then the last six chapters stresses on Jnana Yoga, you know, the three modes of nature and, you know, all these different aspects like that.
然后在《不加方歌》的后六章呢，主要讲的是 Jnana Yoga, 知识瑜伽的话题。那这里面有讲的这个物质、自然、三属性等等，都是这些话题。
And the middle six chapters, chapter 7 through 12, that's Bhakti Yoga.
但是呢这中间的这六个章节就是从第七章一直到第十二章呢讲述的是 Bhakti Yoga, 奉爱瑜伽。
So right from the first verse of the seventh chapter, Krishna says, Mayasakta Manapratam Yogam Yunyam Rashaya, Atham Sayam Samagam Mam, He keeps saying me, you can know me, I'll teach you this, how to know me.
然后呢在从国家放歌的第七章的第一个世界里面 Krishna 他就开始强调了各种各样的关于我的这个说法就是你如果是能够了解我的话你要这个归于我
And of course the 11th chapter we just finished you know about Vishwarupa but the conclusion is that the real thing isIt's all coming from this Krishna, form of Krishna.
然后在《薄伽梵歌》的第十一章，也就是我们刚刚读完的这一章节里面呢，是展示的 Krishna 的Vishvarupa 的形 Vishvarupa 的形象，也就是他的宇宙形象。但他最后的这个结论就落在于他是来自于 Krishna 的人格的这个形象的。
So.There is a summary of this chapter in the beginning. I didn't read it, so we'll go over that.
在这一章的最开始的有一个总结，那我刚才没有读。
So the middle six chapters emphasize Bhakti Yoga. They begin with Bhakti Yoga that, you know, was introduced by the end of chapter six.Of all the yogis, the one who's thinking of me within his heart all the time is the best.
然后呢就是sorry, Marge, the first part you say that the first chapter, could you say it again?
This six chapters is the Bhakti Yoga stress. So we got to,beginning of it from the last verse of chapter 6.
Okay. 那么就是中间的这六个章节呢它就是完全在强调于Bhakti Yoga. 但是它这个话题呢是从薄伽梵歌的第六章的最后一个师节就已经引进来了因为这里面就讲到了就是全心全意想着我的瑜伽师是最好的瑜伽师。
Where Krishna is saying, one who thinks of me within himself, That's the best yogi.
那就是 Krishna 就是说就是全心全意想着我的瑜伽师是最棒的瑜伽师。
And then he says he's rendering service. Then it, from chapter 7, he starts to really talk about himself and how he's everywhere and all the different chapters. Think of me, think of me. So then this last chapter, Arjuna is asking to make it really clear.
然后呢，在第六章里面呢 ，Krishna 他其实也提到了要为我做服务。然后第七章的时候呢 ，Krishna 就开始完全的谈他自己了，讲到就是如何能够想到我，怎么就能够想着我，然后到第十二章的时候呢，Arjuna 就进行了这样的一个总结陈词。
So Arjuna's questions are perfect to get exactly from Krishna to, you know, the real purpose of the Bhagavad Gita very clear.Is surrender to Krishna, but that's still coming up, you know.
然后呢，阿朱呢，他所提到的问题呢，都是完美的问题，因为这样就可以让Krishna 他引出他一系列的这个讲述，然后呢，使得阿朱呢最终能够完全的归于他。但是呢，阿朱呢对他的完全的皈依呢，现在还没有到来，还得往后才有真正的皈，就是完全的皈依。
Let me go back. There's so much there, you know.
有好多信息。
So this chapter is, you know, really wonderful chapter, telling exactly what, how one should be thinking and everything to please Krishna.
那这第十二章呢，确实是一章非常奇妙的章节。那这里面呢，就告诉我们。如何能够想着 Krishna 应该怎么去行为
So Prabhupada always has some very simple way of explaining difficult things.
沙巴巴他总是能够非常简单的把一个很复杂的事情解答清楚
So he compares the Bhagavad Gita like a sandwich.
他把薄伽梵歌呢比喻成是一块三明治。
So you have the two pieces of bread.
那这三明治两头都是面包。
And then you put inside that, you know, your veggie burger or your whatever you're taking, your peanut butter. I don't know what Chinese people make, but you know.
然后呢，你就把中间的这个
whatever you're eating, you know, you put inside. Different people put different things inside the sandwich.
然后呢，就把自己爱吃的这些好吃的东西呢，比如说一个，这个素食的 burger 的中间夹心的这个地方，或者是咱们中国人喜欢吃的各种各样的好吃的东西呢，就可以放在这两片面包的中间夹着。
And that's what everybody wants, the middle part.That's the important part. The bread on the outside is just to hold it together, you know.
事实上就是中间的这部分呢，实际上是大家特别喜欢吃的那一部分。那两边的面包呢，只不过呢是要把中间的这块好吃的这东西呢给它夹住。
So in this middle six chapters, chapter 7 through 12, that's like the inside of the sandwich, the part that the food, you know, the part you really want.But you need the bread to hold it together.
所以呢，薄伽梵歌的第七章到第十二章呢，就是这一部分，就是真正的大家想要去品尝的那一部分食物，是真正的好吃的那一部分。但是两边呢，需要有两块面包把它夹着。
So Arjuna specifically asked, "And what's better, you know, bhakti yoga or meditation on the impersonal?"
所以耳中呢在这里面的实际的问题就是哪个更好是从事就是习练 Bhakti Yoga 的方式更好呢还是去冥想主的非人格形象的这种方式更好
So that's what we're finishing up.
所以这个呢，就是我们现在目前为止读到的。
All right, so there's a very nice purport here, which kind of explains everything in detail in a very simple way.
那我们有非常好的要旨，这要旨呢，里面涵盖了很多的信息，但是呢，都是以很简单的语言就把这些大道理讲得很清楚。
So this week, starting yesterday, the devotees have declared it to be a week, especially focused on reading Prabhupada's books more and discussing them. So please do that more and more. I know you have a lot of reading group. Get together with your friends and read.
这一周从昨天开始呢，被奉献者认为是加强阅读舍勒帕帕书籍的这一周，而且大家也需要分享。那么因为我也知道我们在中国有很多的这个阅读的群，所以说呢，也鼓励大家能够更多的阅读舍勒帕帕的书籍。
So up to this point, Krishna has really described everything, karma yoga and the universal form and.Impersonal form, meditation, everything.
到目前为止呢 ，Krishna 已经向我们描述了很多很多的信息和内容，比如说 Karma Yoga， 还有这个 Sri Krishna 的宇宙形象，他的非人格形象等等各种信息。
So then Arjuna wants to know, like for sure, make it very clear, which is better.
所以现在呢，尔朱呢，他就想非常的清晰的知道哪一种更好。
So in this chapter, we'll explain that of all the different ways, bhakti yoga, actually serving Krishna personally, that's the highest thing.
在这一章里呢，就会各种各样的方式来解释，去服务至尊主 Krishna， 作为一个人去服务他，这是最崇高的、最棒的。
But Krishna is very merciful and tolerant, so he also explains if you can't do that, then what you can do and what you can do is, you know, to gradually get up to bhakti.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他是非常的仁慈的，他也是很容忍的，他就在一步一步的向我们解释，如果你要是不能够做到这一点的话，那么退而求其次的方法是怎样呢？就这样一步一步的，最终能够达到它。
Well, there's a lot of guidance coming up in this chapter that we can apply to ourselves when we look at our own spiritual life, but also for preaching, how we can engage different people for different circumstances or whatever. They may not be able to directly serve Krishna.
那在这一章里呢，是给了我们很多的这个指导的。我们可以一方面呢，是在自己个人的休息中运用这些指导来指点自己前行的方向。但与此同时，当我们在进行传教的时候，当我们在和别人在传播这个理念的时候，也可以根据每个人的不同情况，然后在 Krishna 的这个指导之下，去给他们做出相应的指导。
So, he said, you know, if we want to really associate with Krishna personally, then we need to practice bhakti.
So, if we really want to have Krishna to be a connection, then we need to practice bhakti yoga.
That's the personalist. We believe that the Supreme Lord is a person.
所以这个是人格主义者的这个修习方法，因为他。相信至尊主他是一个人。
Impersonalists have many crazy ideas that everything is really originally there's nothing and something comes out of nothing, which doesn't make any sense, but many people believe that.
非人格主义者呢有很多疯狂的想法，他们认为一切都是非人格的，一切都是来自于非人格的， 而且他们这个宣导的这种方式呢，还是很多人都会相信他们。
And I mean, some scientists now even say that ultimately God is just a big computer somewhere. This computer is doing everything. It really crazy.
现在有一些科学家居然得出了这样一个结论，就是说主就这个神呐、啊，他其实就是一块大电脑，然后这个电脑呢在某一个地方搁着，然后通过这个电脑再发出各种各样的这些指令跟信息，所以他们就是有这样的想法，疯狂的想法。
So they have all kinds of different ideas, and if you ever go to these meditation classes.They'll say, you know, think of nothing, but, you know, you can't do that.
所以如果我们要是，所以大家就是他们就有这些想法。如果我们要是去参加一些冥想的课程的话，我们就会发现，冥想老师会告诉我们，你什么也不要想，就是放空。但是这样的做到是很难的。
So they'll say, imagine a lake that's completely calm and there's nobody anywhere and there's no sounds, and, you know, but that's not nothing, that's something.
然后他们还会说呢，去冥想一片非常宁静的湖泊，然后这里没有人，有非常这个宁静的这种氛围，但是如果是这样冥想的话呢，并不是冥想空无，因为这确实还是有一些东西去冥想的。
So they'll say, empty your mind, which that's a good idea.
所以他们会说呢，把你的心意放空，这是一个挺好的建议。
But that's empty it of all the nonsense, so you can fill it up with Krishna. That's the right idea. Not that you just keep it empty.
但是呢，就是当你把它给放空以后呢。你如果是把这个放空的这个心意全部在填满关于 Krishna 的信息的话，这就是好的一个建议了。
I just heard a Buddhist story. It was interesting.
那我刚刚查看了一个我刚刚读了一个这个关于佛教的故事，还挺有意思的。
Some person came to the Buddhist master and asked him to.
那有一个人呢，他就呀，然后有一个人呢，他就来到了这位这个高僧的这个面前，然后呢，向他请教一些问题。
He was a professor, you know, very learned man.
这位请教问题的这个人呢，他是一位很博学的教授。
So that.The Buddhist master started pouring a cup of tea. Yes.
然后这位佛教的高僧呢，就开始为他的客人沏茶，开始把茶倒出来。
And he just kept pouring. The cup was flowing over, and he just kept pouring, and it was flowing over.
然后他这个茶呢，就不断的往茶杯里倒啊倒啊，这水都溢出来了。
So the professor said, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
然后呢，这位教授就问他，你在干什么？你为什么要这么做呢？
They said, well, I want to teach you that if you want to put anything in, you have to empty out first. You have to forget all that you think you know, and then you have to put in real knowledge.
然后这位佛教高僧说呢，我现在要教你的是如果你要是想把东西装进来的话，首先你得先把你之前装东西这个东西给它腾空，也就是说呢，你要把你之前的这些知识要把它倒掉腾空，这样你才有空间能装入新的知识。
So if you just empty the cup and you have nothing, that's no good. But if you put something good in, if your cup is full of dirty water, you pour that outThen you can put nice milk or whatever tea or whatever you want in it.
所以说呢，这个光把这个杯子给腾空了，不太好。就是你必须要把这个杯子里面再盛上好的东西，比如这杯里面之前是脏水，你把它泼掉了，然后呢再倒上干净的水、干净的茶或者干净的牛奶，这就很好。
So we say become like a child. A child doesn't have all kinds of ideas and conceptions. It's just everything is new.
所以呢，就应该像是一个孩童一样，因为在孩子的内心中呢是没有任何的想法和概念的。当他接受事情的时候呢，就是全新的去接受。
Well, like a child can learn a language very quickly.
比如说，一个孩子他能很快的学会一门语言。
I saw that once when family came to Japan from America. So a little daughter was like 3 or 4 years old, and she didn't speak Japanese.
那当时呢，有一家子从美国搬到日本。那这一家子美国人呢，家里有一个小姑娘，3、4岁。那当时呢，她不会讲日文。
But she went out, and all the friends she had, they were only speaking Japanese. And very quickly, she just imitate them and learn the language.
但是她跑出去玩的时候呢，和她的小朋友们在一起，她的小朋友们全都是讲日语的。所以就这么一来一去呢，他很快就学会了他们的日语，他们所讲的日语。
But if I go to language school and try to teach me all this different grammar and everything, I've never learned. But the children can learn the language. Very difficult thing, language. But they learn very quickly. All of you learn Chinese. Chinese writing and everything.
但是呢，我到学校里面去念，然后呢，去念念这个新的语言，然后呢，他们教我各种各样的这个语法，可是呢，我怎么也学不会这新的语言。可是小孩儿他就能很快的把学语言这么难的事儿很快就学会，驾轻就熟。就比如说我们中国人，就大家就都会讲中文。
So Prabhupada gives a little in this purport, a little summary of the Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，在这个今天这个师节的要旨里呢，释迦牟尼他就给了我们整部《薄伽梵歌》的一些，他做了一点这个概要的概述。
Second chapter that we're not the body explains about the nature of the soul.
那第二章呢，讲述的是我们不是这躯体，然后讲述了灵魂的本性。
Seventh chapter, he talks about the living entity as being.Part of the supreme whole, and we should meditate on that.
然后呢，第七章呢，他又讲到了，就是我们这个个体的生物体是至尊的整体的一部分，我们应该去冥想。
In the eighth chapter, it says, if you leave your body thinking of me, you go immediately to the spiritual sky.
那么第八章里面就讲到了，当你在放弃躯体的时候，如果你冥想着我，那你能立刻去到灵性的苍穹。
First, he gives a philosophical idea that, you know, whatever you're thinking of at the time of death, that's what you're going to get.
然后首先呢，他先给我们了一些哲学上的教导，说呢，当你在离开躯体的时候，你内心所想的那个就是你能够去到的地方。
Then he says, you know, think of me.
然后他又说到了想着我。
Otherwise, a yogi has to, you know, meditate intensely and leave his body at the right time. And so many things are very difficult. But if someone's just thinking of Krishna, then automatically Krishna takes him.
否则的话呢，比如说一位瑜伽师。他就得非常专注的炽热的去冥想，然后呢还得选择一个离开躯体的及时，这样他才能去到一个好的去处。但是呢，那是很难的。可是 Krishna 说，你只要想着我，那一切就没有问题了。
Then we mentioned earlier the end of the sixth chapter. He says of all the yogis, because he tries it. He's described different kinds of yogis.Breath control and all these things. But the highest yogi is the one who's thinking of Krishna.
然后呢，在《薄伽梵歌》第六章里面，刚才我们也提到了，因为 Krishna 他在之前也讲述了各种各样的瑜伽师的特点。那么，他就讲到在第六章，他讲到了，当一个瑜伽师他如果要是全心全意都想着我的话， 那么他就是最崇高的瑜伽师。
So people that somehow they don't want to surrender to Krishna because they have to become humble and so they commentate on the Bhagavad Gita, but they just change everything. They write their own ideas.
但是人们呢，他是没有办法真正的这个就是接受 Krishna 的这个想法。这个 Krishna 的这种教导，所以他就没有办法让自己谦卑下来，所以呢，他就以他自己的这个意识，各种各样的这种想法去对薄伽梵歌进行注解。
But Krishna made it clear, you know, that in the 11th chapter, which we just finished, you know, you can't render service to this universal form or to it.Impersonal, inconceivable, you know, something. You have to have some kind of a person.
We
all want loving exchanges. This is the nature of the soul.
但是呢，在薄伽梵歌的第十一章里面 ，Krishna 就清楚的讲到了，我们是不可能为 Krishna 的宇宙形象或者他的这个非人格形象去进行服务的，因为这个。但是这个灵魂的本性呢，它是爱，它是需要有这种爱的互动和交流的。
So some of these impersonalists, they can become, they're transcendental. They give up, you know, material sense gratification. They're meditating on something, but they have no place to go.
但是这些有一些非人格主义者呢，他们是超然主义者。他们会这个冥想，他们会冥想某些事物，但是它是没有一个去处的。
There is such a place, you know, that the very advanced, where everything is just completely nice. There's no material miseries, but there's no activity. There's nothing to do.
但是呢，确实有这么一个地方，它很崇高。然后呢，在这个地方呢，是没有任何的物质的痛苦的。但是呢。他却没有任何的活动，没有任何的互动在那个地方。
So even the first yoga teacher that I went to, he was describing how he wanted to merge with this like.
就我最开始的时候参加的一个瑜伽课程里面，那个瑜伽老师他就说，他特别的想要让自己融入到这团泛光之中。
But even he said that's temporary. You can't stay there forever. You have to come back. So I thought that didn't sound so good.
但就即便是他当时他都说呢，那个地方它并不是一个永恒安住的地方，那是一个短暂临时的地方，你还得回来。所以当时我听他这么一讲以后呢，我就在想，这不是我想去的地方。
Well, Arjun wants to make it very clear.
或者尔朱呢？那他希望让这件事情被呈递的很，就是被呈现的很清晰。
So he's specifically asking what's better.
所以呢，他就特别的提出这样一个问题：哪个更好
？And then Krishna gives. He doesn't just say bhakti is better. He explains all the reasons.
但是 Krishna 他并没有就这么直接说 bhakti 是最好的，而是他给出了很多理由。来告诉你为什么
？Because this Bhagavad Gita was not just for Arjuna; it's meant for all of us. So Krishna covers everything very carefully.
因为这个薄伽梵歌呢，并不仅仅是给 Arjuna 讲述的，它是给我们所有人讲述的。所以呢 ，Krishna 他就非常仔细小心的要笼罩所有的这些内容。
Okay, so let's see the questions are going to come today.
然后我们现在来看看大家有没有任何的问题。小姐们，又找不到那个群在哪里了。能够发一个。哦，看到了。那么这个问题呢，是由 Ishwari Mataji 发的哈。明白咕噜问薄伽梵歌原意第二章诗节第二章的第十七诗节第六段落修习哈塔瑜伽那段的部分 为什么说只有神志不清的人认为原子灵魂是遍存万有的威士努真的范围？请问咕噜这句话是什么意思？感恩咕噜。找一找啊。Marge, this Melody, she is asking a clarification question from chapter 2, verse 17. The six paragraphs, there was a saying said that only the insane people think that the atomic soul is perceived everywhere, and that is the in the realm of Vishnu. She said that she's not understanding what's the meaning of it. I really need to find the original language of it.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah.
Chapter 2, verse 17.
Yeah. Hold on.
Sure, she.
Puchi.
And which paragraph?
Six. Oh, okay, the sentence of the soul is atomic in size and can be perceived by perfect intelligence. This atomic soul
right.
is floating in the five kinds of air and spreads influence all over the body of the embodied living beings. Once the soul is purified from the contaminations of the five kinds of material air, is spiritual influence. Okay, but the Hatha Yoga system is meant for controlling the five kinds of air encircling the pure soul by different kinds of sitting postures, not for any material profit, but for liberation of the immediate desire.
Okay,
she said that only the insane man can think of the atomic soul as all-pervading Vishnu Tattva. She said that she doesn't understand this. Only the insane man can think of this atomic soul as all-pervading Vishnu Tattva. And the previous statement is... Okay.
Yeah, that the soul pervades the body, but that's all. Vishnu pervades everyone's body and everywhere in the universe and every atom. But the tiny soul is only pervading the body we're in.
Vishnu的灵魂它是变存在所有的这一切之中的。
So you have to be crazy to think, that means like people think I am God, I'm everywhere, I'm controlling everything, I know everything. Crazy people, a lot of these impersonal meditators, they get like that, they get that idea, I'm God, I'm everywhere, I'm everything, everything depends on me. They go crazy.
OK, 这句话的意思是这样的，就是说其实个体灵魂它是没有办法去感知到 它是这个变存万有的，它只能感知到它是自己，它自存在于自己。但是呢，只有那些疯的人，然后呢，他就可以。 So this is like they are in the illusion, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 那就是因为这个疯狂的人，他是让自己处在幻象的这种状态下，所以他就觉得他是神。那么当他是神的时候呢，也就意味着他就能够感觉自己像是变存万有了。
So they're insane, they're crazy.
所以呢，他是疯的。There's
so many tiny souls, and the soul in a tree is not pervading everything, but he's pervading that tree.
就比如说呢，就是在这个树上，它有这个灵魂。那么这个灵魂呢，它并不能够变存万有，它只能够存在于它这棵树里。
The next verse explains it.
下面就第一在下面的这个
The influence of it.
对，就是下面的这一段里面就解释这一点。
The next verse, the next paragraph says, the influence of the atomic soul can be spread all over the one body. This soul is situated in the heart of every living entity, and it's very small.
嗯，就下面这段落里面就讲到了，就是这个原子灵魂的影响可以变存到这一具躯体，可以遍布这一具躯体。那他的这个就这个灵魂呢，它是非常的渺，是非常小的，它只居住在这个生物体的心中。
I'm sitting here and the sunshine is coming right in the window.
比如说我现在坐在这儿，然后这太阳呢就从窗户里射进来。
But the sun planet is, you know, 93 million miles away.
但是呢，这个太阳的这个球体，它却是离我有这个好几百万英里远。
So the sunshine is in my room and I get some heat.Light from it.
但是呢，这个太阳光它现在是在我的房间里面，所以我也得到了太阳的一些光和热。
But the sun planet is not in my room, so something like that.
但是呢，这个太阳的球体它并没有在我的房间里面，大概是这样的一个概念。
Okay, so.
Yes.
But Vishnu is a super soul. He's in everybody.
嗯，但是作为超灵的 Vishnu， 他是无处不在、遍存万有的，存在于所有的躯体之中的。
He's in the heart, the soul. So he knows everybody. He knows everybody. We only know this body.
嗯，所以呢，就这个 Vishnu 的这个超灵呢，他是在这个心脏的这个位置，而且呢，他是。明白所有的一切的这个生物体的状况的，可是对于我们来说呢，我们只了解自己，不了解其他的。
And we don't even know very much about this body.
事实上，我们对于这具躯体其实了解的也不是特清楚。
All right.
Yes. 那个一说二
忙。For many of these questions like that, almost well, every time.If you find something like that, and you just keep reading, it'll be answered within a few minutes.
Okay.
Something you can't understand.
Okay, 就是下次，就当我们在这个书中遇到了这样的问题的时候，如果要是当时读不明白，我们接着再往下读几段，就会发现能够在书中找到答案。
Okay.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
So the next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 感恩 Maharaj, 谢谢翻译和主持。非人格主义者分为几种，其中 Mayavadi 是一种，还有其他的吗？ Mayavadi 是冒犯者，其他非人格主义者也是冒犯者吗？他们崇拜 Brahman, 不也是绝对真理的崇拜者吗？ Maharaj, thank you very much, and also thanks for the translator and the host.My question is that, are there any different types of impersonalists? And Mayavadi is one of them. Are there any other type of impersonalists? Mayavadi is the offender. However, the other type of impersonalists, are they also offending? Because they worship Brahman. But Brahman is also part of the Absolute Truth. Is that right?
Yeah, there are different types of impersonals.
嗯，是的，是有不同的非人格主义者。
So, the basic two is called Mayavadi and Brahmavadi.
那他们被称为就是 Mayavadi 和 Brahmavadi。
So the Mayavadis, they're thinking everything is Maya.
Mayavadi 他们认为所有的一切都是 Maya。
And including the form of Krishna and everything is Maya.
包括 Krishna 的形象所有的一切都是 Maya。
So, they're offensive. They say, God has no hands, no legs, no eyes.
因为他们说这个神是无形无相的，没有嘴，没有腿，没有胳膊，什么都没有。
But the Brahma bodies, they're not sure, so they're not against Krishna.
但是 Brahma body 呢，他们是不确认，他们并没有反对 Krishna.
They just say they don't know.
他们只是说他们不知道。
So, you know, they can change. Like Sukadeva Goswami, he was a Brahmavadi until he heard the Bhagavatam, then he became a Vaishnava.
然后就这样的 Brahmavadi 他们是可以改变的。比如说像 Sukadeva Goswami, 他本来是一位 Brahmavadi, 但是后来当他听到了 Krishna 的信息之后呢，他就转变成了 Vaishnava。
Okay.
Yeah.The next from Ishwari Manaji, she said that, thank you, Maharaj, for your answer. She asked for the previous question. Then the next one is from a devotee. 超灵无所不在，个体灵魂也无所不在吗？石头、山脉、木材里面有个体灵魂的存在吗？The super soul is everywhere. What about the individual soul? If the individual soul is also everywhere,For example, like the stone, mountain, or woods, they also have the spirit, individual soul in them.
Some stones do. But the point is there are souls everywhere, but one soul is only in one place.
这个问题，这个要点就在于这个灵魂它是无处不在的，但是在每一个这个躯体里面只有一个，就是它的个体灵魂。
So that's the difference. The super soul is actually everywhere. Wherever there is a soul, he's with that soul.
但是呢，这个超灵它是无处不在的。就是任何有个体灵魂的地方，这个超灵都是会陪着那个个体灵魂的。
All pervasive, but the individual soul is not everywhere, but there are souls everywhere. And every planet, underwater, and in the sunlight, and in the moon, everywhere there are.
所以说呢，这个超灵它是无处不在，但是个体灵魂呢，它不是无处不在，但是呢，在各个地方都是有个体灵魂。The next question from 幸运星马太星，感恩 Guru Maharaj。
Hare Krishna， 亲爱的，上面漏了几个问题，往上看看。
哪儿呢？
往上。
我以为还，不好意思。Sri Gandharvika Mataji， 顶拜 Guru， 谢谢翻译，谢谢您。在关系中要有爱，有互动。那么没有爱或者没有互动的关系，是不是就是处于心意和假我之中的呢？感恩 Guru。Mara, thank you very much. Please accept my very humble obeisances. In the relationship, we need to have interactions and also we need to have the loving activities with each other. But if there were a relationship, however, in this relationship there was no love or no inter-exchanges,Does that mean that this relationship is in the mind and false ego? Thank you. It's driven by mind.
Does it mean what?
Does mean that if there was no love or interactive exchanges in this relationship, does that mean that this relationship is driven by mind and false ego? Got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the mind is always got it, you know, the mind is, nothing can go on without the mind. But the, when the mind is in false ego, then, you know, we can have all kinds of relationships, exploitive, you know, trying to, for our own benefit. Loving relationship is mean, you know, both parties are only interested in pleasing the other party.
是这样的，就任何一件事情它都必须是有心意的存在的，如果是没有心意的存在就不可能成立了。但是当这个心意它处于假我的这个驱使之中的时候，那么这个关系它就会变成一种很自私的关系，总是在盘算着自己的那点利益，然后可能在关系中呢就会有这个剥削呀等等。但是这个在爱的这个关系中呢，也就意味着是是为别人着想，总是要想着为别人着想，这个叫爱。
Okay.
Yeah. So the next question from 阳光灿烂，顶拜 Guru 的莲花族，谢谢翻译，谢谢您。请问 Guru， 如果我们一生一直都在从事奉爱服务，这个意识是不是随着下一世的降生仍然从事这样吉祥的活动呢 ？Maharaj, please accept my venerable obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that if in this lifetime we can continuously to render the devotional service.Does that mean that this type of consciousness will come with us to the next life? And from next life, we also can start it from this type of auspicious activity.
Yes, whatever, you know, neha brikkhamana sosti, pratyavaya nivijite, svapamasya siddharmasya. Right? Whatever you do,There's no loss or diminution. It stays with you life after life. Now, if you really stay surrendered and, you know, then you go back to Godhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 是这样的啊，就是我们在这一生所从事的任何奉爱服务，都会。跟随着我们，它不会有任何的损失和任何的减少。但是如果我们要是在这一生中一直都处在一个非常的皈依的奉爱的这种心情下做奉爱服务的话，那这一生结束的时候我们就回归守神了。
Lord Chaitanya is very especially merciful and Prabhupada representing him is promised if we just stick it out, you know, we just stay with the program,Bhakti yoga and follow the principles, chant every day, serve devotees, then at the time of death you'll remember Krishna. And if you remember Krishna, we just heard from the 8th chapter, you go to Krishna.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是非常仁慈的，而释迦牟尼呢，他也是代表是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在宣说这个教导。就如果我们要是在这一生中，如果要是始终都坚定不移的走在奉爱的这条道路上，然后呢，一直在做奉爱服务，然后呢，在念诵，然后和奉献者联谊，在遵守四项规范原则，这一生都这样度过的话，那么在生命终了的时候呢，我们就能记着 Krishna。如果我们要能记住 Krishna 的话呢，那就能够应对 Krishna 在第八章中所给我们的承诺，就是在死亡之时，如果能够想到 Krishna 的话呢，立刻就能够去到 Krishna 那里，这是毫无质疑的。
So this week has been declared by ISKCON.You know, called Shravaniya. Reading, stress on reading Prabhupada's book, Shravanam Week.
那这一周呢 ,ISKCON 就宣布了这一周作为 Shravaniya 周，也就是要强调这一周要更多的阅读释迦牟尼的书籍。
So,And like I'm saying, if we keep reading, the answers will come. It's also good to associate with people who know more about the book, But then we have to remember that like all the answers I give are coming from Prabhupada's book. So we always encourage everybody to read the books more.
那就像我刚才说的，就是当我们有问题的时候呢，如果我们要是再多读的话，我们就可以在书中找到答案。那当然，我们和就是比自己更精进的这个年长的奉献者联谊，然后呢，从他那儿去了解关于书中的更好的理解，这也是很好的。但是呢，大家要知道，这个读书也是非常有益的。比如说，我给大家回答问题，这所有的这些答案全部都是来自于释迦牟尼佛的书的。所以呢，在书里面有更多的内容。
Okay.
Yeah. So the next question is from 幸运星 Mataji, Lucky Star. 感恩 Guru Maharaj 的精彩讲课，请接受我卑微的顶拜。谢谢 Dada Mataji 的翻译，谢谢您。请问是 Krishna 降临地球时人的形象是 Krishna 形象，还是所有人的形象都是 Krishna 扩展的形象？请问 Krishna 降临地球时人的形象是 Krishna 形象，还是？Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances and thank you for your beautiful lecture. My question is that when Lord Krishna descended in this human earth, is he descended as the form of human, or all the human form are the expansions of the form of Krishna?
Again?
在讲地球是人的形象是 Krishna 的形象。See, when Lord descended in this earth, if he descended as the form of a human being, and then, 所有人的形象 the humans are the form of the humans are the expansions of the form of Lord Krishna.Basically, she is asking that when Lord Krishna come to this world, if he's looking just like a human, and she also want to know all of us, all of the form of us are from Krishna originally.
Yeah, everything's from Krishna originally.
首先呢，就是所有的一切，它都是原初于来自于 Krishna 的。
So the original form of That Krishna is this Krishna, you know, two-arm form, Gopal Krishna.
Krishna, 他最原初的形象呢是双臂的 Gopal Krishna 的形象。
But there's many other forms also.
但是 Krishna, 他还有好多其他的形象。
Even in the spiritual world.There's also cows and trees and, you know, everything. More different kinds.
但其实呢，在就即便是在灵性世界，也是有各种各样的形象的。比如说有乳牛的形象啊，有树的形象啊，就是在灵性世界的形象要比在我们地球上的这个形象要更加的丰富。
So the human form is.In the material world, the highest form, because we have a lot of freedom and choice and the ability to think of Krishna. In the spiritual world, everything is fully conscious. Even a tree, they just want to serve Krishna. They want to serve in that way, by being a tree. Offering fruits and flowers.
在物质世界呢，在物质世界呢，我们认为人类的这个形象是最高等的形象，因为它在人类的这个形象里面有更多的自由意志，然后呢，在这种的自由状态下，能够更好的去想到和 Krishna 之间的那种连接。但是呢，在灵性世界的所有的各种各样的形象，全部都是自我觉悟的，他们就是很开心的在自己的这个牛啊或者树啊这样的形象中去为 Krishna 做服务。然后向 Krishna 供奉献上他们的爱。
Okay.
Maharaj, that's everything, yes.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, very good.
上面还有一个问题漏掉了，非人格主义者有业报吗？
Thank you very much.
Sir Maharaj, there is one more question here. 非人格主义者有业报吗？听说服务Krishna， 听说服务 Krishna 没有业报，非人格主义者不服务 Krishna 也会有业报吗？是真正的超然主义者吗？ Okay, because the impersonalists, they are also the transcendentalists. So my question is that do the impersonalists, they also suffer from karmic reactions? Because I have heard that for whoever do the service to Lord Krishna, they won't have any karma. But for those impersonalists, they are not rendering service to the Lord. So they're supposed to suffer from the karma, right? So in that case, are they the really transcendentalists?
They're transcendental, but they've stopped all kinds of material activity. So they're not producing any more karma, the material karma. And they might go to, you know, merge with the Brahmajyoti or something, but they won't get the highest thing, they won't get the personal association of Krishna.
这个非人格主义者，因为他们停止了一切的物质活动，当他们停止了物质活动以后呢，他们就不会再产生业报。然后这些非人格主义者，他们最后呢是和这个 Brahmajyoti， 这个就是和梵光融入在一起。然后呢，他在这个地方呢是没有，虽然说他就不会再有任何的这种物质的痛苦，但是呢，他在那儿也不可能得到最高的和 Krishna 之间的联谊。Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Then one more question. 看瓦坛的时候，看到物质自然未展示的阶段，这是什么阶段？ While I'm reading Srimad Bhagavatam, there was a section about the unmanifested stage of the material nature. Then what's the stage of that stage?
That's when in between there's no material creation and just the elements are all there. But something like if you're going to build a house, they bring a big pile of cement and wood and sand and everything, and but there's no manifestation of a house yet. All the elements are there, but there's not. It's all just concentrated in one little pradana, it's called, or something. It's no manifested. There's no visible material creation. Spiritual world is always manifested.
在这个阶段呢，就是在物质创造还没有发生之前的这个阶段，也就是说，所有的这些物质的这些元素都已经在那儿了，但是呢，这些元素都还没有搭建起来，没有把它变成一个物质自然的显示。那么就好像是在我们要造楼之前，我们先把所有造楼的这些这个材料给准备好，就是比如说这一块块砖呐，或者是钢筋呐、水泥啊什么的，就给它堆在那儿。但是呢，所有堆砌的这个物品在那儿，这个楼还没有建起来。所以呢，这个未展示的这个阶段呢，就是这样的一个阶段。所以呢，在这个物质世界，它是有这个未展示的这个阶段的。但是在灵性世界，它始终都是处于展示的阶段的，它始终都是处于展示的状态的。
All right.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, it's not easy to understand. That's why Krishna is saying in this chapter.Bhakti yoga is, you know, this impersonal meditation and trying to, is very, very difficult. Because there's nothing to get hold of, there's nothing to do. So,
那所以呢，这个其实是不太容易去理解的。那么就好像是这个，Krishna 他也讲到了，就是非人格主义，就是非人格者的他的这个冥想的这个状态，实际上是很困难的一个程序。
Well, Krishna doesn't exactly condemn, you know, but he just says how difficult it is. Almost impossible to really do it.
所以说呢，就这种非人格的修习方式呢，并不是说是被抨击打压的，但是呢，它很难很难很难做到的。
And even if someone can do it, they won't get the topmost goal anyway.
即便是有人要做到的这一点呢，那他其实他也是不能够达到最高的境界的，没有办法做到最高的境界。One more last question. The question is from the previous devotee who is asking the... Anyway, here's another question. The question is that the 非人格主义者也呼吸杀死空中的微生物，虽然停止物质活动，也会有业报吗？She's asking that for those transcendentalists, they also breathe.And while they are breathing, they also kill the, you know, the micro, living entities in the air. So even they stop all of the material activities, however, they are still, you know, unavoidably killing. So will that create any karmic reactions?
Not.So much because it's not intentional. That's just by existing in the material world, we automatically do these things. But that's why we want to render service to Krishna so that we can not get the reaction. So there may be, you know, it's too refined, you know, we should think more about what happens when we follow the regulative principles and we chant every day and we read the Bhagavad Gita regularly.Instead of finding out all these little things about this and that, you know, that's not, it's a waste of time. Because you can never know for sure. It's different for everybody. We should be focusing on our mind at what happens to someone who surrenders to Krishna. What happens to someone who just, no matter what, he just keeps chanting and he keeps hearing the Bhagavad Gita, whether he can understand it or not.And he keeps associating and serving devotees. That's how we should be thinking. Not thinking, what about this? What if this, that? You know, what happens to someone who falls down? That we don't have to worry about it. Then you'll end up falling down. You'll end up doing those things. Think about what happens to someone who really surrenders.
Yes, Maharaj.Maharaj丹对您这道题的这个回答是这样的啊，就是说因为这个非人格主义者他在呼吸的时候他是处在一个无意识的杀死微生物的这种状态，所以说呢也许可能会有一点业报的产生，但是也不会有太大的业报的产生。那么但是我们所以就是为什么我们要为什么我们说就是这条路其实是很难的。但是马老师刚刚就说呢，问今天这道问题和前面有一道问题的这个奉献者，就当你们在阅读的时候，然后呢在做奉爱服务的时候，可能更多的应该去把这个精力给专注在我今天是不是有读了更多的这个书籍，我是不是这个追随了四项规范原则，然后我是不是有跟奉献者有很好的这个联谊，然后呢要看着就是在。做了这个活动之后呢，会产生什么样的好的效果？而不要把自己的注意力呢集中在去揪这些非常细小的这些问题上，因为如果您要是去揪这些细小的问题哈，其实对您是没有什么太好的益处的，而且不断的在纠结的这个过程中，是有可能最终导致自己的堕落。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
谢谢。
谢谢。
所有荣耀归。Who you with the phone? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Okay, we'll see you next Wednesday. Maybe.
Yes.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday. 我们下周二晚上见。Thank you, Maharaj. 晚坤的知音。
Thank you all very much.
非常感谢大家。
谢谢。
谢谢，瓦昆塔之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者， 那我们今天的由哈维陈什马尔这位我们讲述的非常精彩的博家风格的早课呢，就这样到此结束了。非常谢谢哈维陈什马尔，也非常感恩萨迪玛吉为我们安排的这么好的一如既往的平台。然后呢，也非常谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听以及大家问的这么好的问题。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常积极的美妙的周五。Hare Krishna。